Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and the Game Nashville app. Joining us now is Vanderbilt outfielder RJ Schreck. RJ, you've got a big series coming up this weekend on the road in Knoxville. And I know they say you got to approach every game the same way, but it's hard for me to think that you're not looking at this in-state rivalry maybe just a little bit differently.
Yeah, you know, it might sound cliche, but we do try and take one game at a time. But anytime you got a matchup with Tennessee, it's always going to have that little extra edge.
And you've had a great start to the season so far. Vanderbilt has been red hot in the beginning of the season, and you're coming into Vanderbilt as a grad transfer from Duke. So what has kind of been your impression of Tim Corbin, how he runs this program, and maybe some differences that you've seen from Vanderbilt, maybe at your former stops?
Yeah, I've known Corbs for a little over 5 years now. I met him in high school and had a couple of high school teammates that were committed here. And so, you know, I've kind of had an idea of how he runs things, and coming into it, not much has been different than what I've expected, and it's just been an absolute pleasure to play under him.
RJ, it's great to have you with us here. I'm just really curious. I was looking back through your history, and let's wind it back. When your days at Duke, you were actually a walk-on when you got to Duke, but you turned that into a fantastic undergraduate career.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I had some conversations with Duke in high school about possibly, you know, getting on scholarship, and you know, never came to that. I ended up applying to school, getting in on my own, and then reached out to the coaches about trying to come on and play for the team, and they were all about it once I was in, and so I was able to, you know, join the team that way.
Yep, and one of the things, of course, that I'm sure all Vanderbilt fans now that have been watching you realize, and I was at all three of these games, but you were playing for Duke in some very important baseball games at Vanderbilt. Yeah. When this was, I think, your freshman year, 2019?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was my freshman year.
So this is the Super Regional, Vanderbilt against Duke. Winner goes to the College World Series. Vanderbilt ended up winning the College World Series that year, but Duke won the first game and won it very easily. I was at all three of them. And then there was a guy named Kumar Rocker that threw a no-hitter the next night. So this wasn't just your normal Super Regional. So, RJ, I'm sure you remember that very well.
Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was an incredibly fun first game. And then, you know, history happened in game two, and game three got out of hand early. But, you know, we'll always have game one.
So when you faced Rocker, and that was a great pitching matchup. I mean, Bryce Jarvis, who grew up here, you know, pitched an unreal game for you guys as well. So it was nip and tuck the entire way. But what do you take out of that game in particular, like Rocker that night? That wasn't your basic college baseball game.
No, it wasn't. And I think I'm glad you mentioned it, because I think Bryce gets overlooked a lot in that game, but he held the number one offense and number one team in the country that year to one run, seven innings. And, you know, most nights that's enough to get it done when you're playing a team like that. But obviously Kumar had the best pitching performance probably in the history of college baseball when you look at the situation that it was in. But, you know, that's baseball. That happens.
Well, you come into Vanderbilt and you've made a great first impression. You've jumped into the middle of the lineup playing really well. And with a name like Schreck, we've all been curious. I was watching the game, and I see some fans now who are wearing the Schreck masks in the stands. That's got to make you feel pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a new experience to have fans like these, and it's incredible just to see, you know, everyone come to the ballpark and really get to know the players, and it's a new experience, and it's really fun to be a part of.
Well, if you haven't seen RJ, it's not a representation of how he looks, okay? It's just the name, people. But no, coming from Duke, and you're one of the elder statesmen on this team, what things did you bring from Duke that you sort of have implemented here with the Vanderbilt Commodores?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if there's anything specifically Duke related that I would bring here, but just in terms of, you know, I've been around college baseball a long time at this point, and trying to help the young guys, and we have a pretty young team in terms of a lot of the guys that are playing. We obviously have a lot of older guys as well, but just, you know, I was, to put it bluntly, I was bad my freshman year. You know, I hit well under the Mendoza line, but I still was able to play and have those experiences. And so when you got a lot of these young guys in the lineup and, you know, young guys here are struggling, and by their definition of struggling, they're hitting 275 for one of the best programs in college baseball. So it's a different level of struggling, but, you know, you still go through the same mental struggles. And so just helping, trying to talk through them with that and, you know, make sure that they're not going to let their last at bat affect their next one, and just have them go through the ups and downs of the season. I think that's where my role has been biggest on this team.
Now, is that a conversation that you had with Corbs even before, as you sort of made your decision to come here to Vanderbilt, that, you know, you being one of the, you know, veteran guys on a team, that would be sort of part of your role, not all of your role, but that would be sort of part of your role?
I don't know if we had a specific conversation about it, but it was kind of just, you know, he knows who I am and who I am as a person, and I know how he likes to run his program. I got a taste of that pretty early on. And so it was just kind of a general understanding of, like, you come in, and I'm not one of those guys that just wants to take over the locker room immediately. You know, this is the seniors team at the end of the day, and I want to let them, you know, do their thing. And I'm just going to be there as a sounding board for whenever they need something. And I'm going to try and help out the freshmen, because at the end of the day, you know, there's no difference between me and the freshmen. We're just new people coming onto this team, trying to help out in any way we can.
RJ Schreck, Vanderbilt outfielder, is with us now. And road games are not a challenge that is new to you. I'm sure you realized that on the road at Mississippi State just a few weeks ago. But even though it's not anything new to you, how are you preparing and how are you helping the team prepare for an environment like Lindsey Nelson Stadium this weekend?
Yeah, you know, I've played there before. I've been lucky enough, we played there in regional, and it was a fun atmosphere, but we didn't get the full Tennessee experience because, unfortunately, we weren't able to play them in that regional. But, you know, it was still rowdy, and it's a really fun atmosphere to play. And I think at the end of the day, guys that go on the road, like, it's really fun to play in hostile environments when you're as competitive as everyone on this team is, because it just brings out another side in you, and just wanting to, you know, not only prove them wrong, but prove to yourself that you are who you think you are and you can do it at the biggest stages and on the brightest lights.
And the SEC is a gauntlet usually every year, but this year it's different. Four of the top five teams in college baseball are in the Southeastern Conference. How has that been a challenge, or how has that been a change for you going from Duke in the ACC to now the SEC and the competitive schedule that Vanderbilt has this year?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to take anything away from the ACC at all. I think, you know, I've played some incredible teams. Obviously, they haven't had as much postseason success as the SEC has had in recent years, but I faced some incredible teams, some incredible pitching staffs, some incredible arms, and I think it's just prepared me really well for what we're facing this year. And obviously, the consolidation of talent with the transfer portal in the SEC is just becoming greater and greater, and it's an incredibly fun experience to go out there every day and know you're playing against the best in the country.
Senior RJ Schreck is with us here on the show. Leads Vanderbilt in all of the major offensive categories for the Commodores. They've got Tennessee in Knoxville for three. So, RJ, I got to ask you, I was watching the game on Sunday. Big rubber match win against South Carolina, one of these great teams that Caroline was just talking about. But you had a weird play in the outfield. Where the ball, you know, you're running a long distance to try to make a great catch. There's not a lot of foul territory at the Hawk. We know that. So you got to navigate a bunch, and the ball hits you. I think it knocked your glasses off. Your hat's going sideways. So how bad did the guys give it to you when you get back to the dugout?
Yeah, you know, wasn't my greatest moment. there was a lot of wind out there, and we'll leave it at that. But
always the wind.
Yeah, oh, and it was. Yeah. It was swirling.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's a play that I the whole time running over there, I thought I was going to have to, you know, make a similar play to the one I made on Saturday.
Yeah, which was a great play, by the way. And everybody in the bullpen was like, he didn't catch that. No way he caught that. But you went out of sight and you came up with the ball. So you've had some adventures over there.
Yeah. And so, you know, I have some love and hate for that wall, but, you know, it was a similar play on Sunday where I thought I was going to have to scale the wall to go make the play. And, you know, as I took my eye off the ball to find it, by the time I looked back up at it, it was in a much different spot than I thought it was, and it led to that.
All right, so who's the biggest jokester on the team that's ready to greet you in moments like that?
You know, Enrique will give me some stuff right away from center field, and we'll talk about it and just start laughing about it. But, you know, my one of my favorite guys on the team who just always has a joke ready, and it's just such a positive atmosphere, is Calvin Hewitt. He's a junior, and he brings the team morale so high, and he's such a great presence to be around.
All right, you mentioned the term love-hate. I wonder what your relationship with the movies from Shrek is, you know, with that name growing up and all these movies come out. We've all seen them a million times, right? So how often do you get asked about it, and what's your movie review on Shrek?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think Shrek and Shrek 2 are some of the greatest movies of all time.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, totally they're agree. Up there. And you know, 3 and Forever After, you know, they're follow-ups. They're still good movies, but they don't quite have the nostalgia of the first two. And as far as the love-hate relationship with the name and the nickname, I've been hearing, you know, jokes and insults for my entire life, but you learn to just kind of live with it. And nowadays, the only thing that bothers me is when people recycle jokes and aren't original with it, because it just gets boring. You've heard them all. But yeah. When someone comes out with a funny original joke, it still makes me chuckle, and it's funny to hear.
That is perfect. That's a perfect answer, because it's like, oh yeah, you think I've never heard that one before? Nice.
Exactly.
Try.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a game a name you gotta embrace. RJ Shrek, Vanderbilt outfielder, I really appreciate you joining us. Good luck the rest of the season.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right, yep. Thanks, RJ. Coming up next, rumor season around the NFL. What are our thoughts on some of the rumors that are kind of floating around? We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, DeMays, and RJ Shrek is number 3 for the Vanderbilt Commodores. So be caller 3 now for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Erykah Badu and Mos Def at Bridgestone Arena on July 18th. Our phone number is 615-737-1025. Caller 3, good luck with that. It's Caroline Willie, DeMays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.